like you don't have another day. I don't wanna do it. I don't wanna make you cry. Let's go back on the hill beside the track.
Hello.
And welcome to WMFO.
In Medford.
That is mine.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
A little preview of what might come next. Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Emma. Who are you?
My name is Nina.
And what is this?
This is Ladies in Clogs. It's a radio show. WMFO in Medford.
At 1 and 3 p.m. with 12 seconds.
Now we're at 15. Okay, we're done. the song we just heard, can I tell what that was?
Of course.
I'm trying to adjust my headphones. But they're very loud. It's very weird to hear my voice in my head so loudly. The first song that we just heard was called I Don't Want to Do It by George Harrison, because the theme for this show is, do you want to say it?
Math class.
Exactly. I don't think that's really, that's not what he's talking about in this song, but that's how I feel, which is that I don't
want
to take
a
math class. To fill in anyone who doesn't know listening today, I need to take two math classes
to
graduate.
Wait, two?
Yeah, I have to take two. Thank you for your outrage and shock and astonishment.
I
feel validated. No, I need two. Well, I only need one more, but I need two math credits to graduate. So I still have a math class I need to take, basically.
Oh, so you have to take one.
I have to take one. Yeah, okay, no, it's really not that bad. I'm very fortunate. I only need to take one. Also, I don't want to take it.
Yeah, do you know what you're taking?
Currently, I'm signed up next semester for the class called Math of Social Choice, which is kind of acknowledged to be the one that people who don't want to take a math class take when they have to. But as we will discuss for the rest of my playlist, because many of my songs are grappling with this dilemma that I'm thinking about, is do I take math over the summer?
Yeah, because
and get it out of the way.
Oh.
Like online, maybe.
Yeah, but then you won't have anyone to like power through it with you, you know?
Well,
I don't know if you
I guess. But also, if I'm hanging online, I can just, like, you can be next to me, holding my hand for support as
I
learn
love
about,
to do that.
Like,
okay.
I don't even know.
Yeah. I don't even know.
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. What is a math? No idea.
I don't know. I've taken a lot of those classes, but do I really know?
Yeah, wait. Can you clarify for our good listeners what, like, your math class position is? Because we're in very different places. Like, I don't remember how to add. Emma is an engineer.
Oh, in terms of how I feel about math?
Just whatever you feel like you want to share to start us off.
Well, I've been taking math from, I used to really like math, but then we got into that thing called calculus.
Nice.
My brain does not like that stuff. It's cool, but I just don't understand it very well. And so I really respect people who do. You're saying to yourself, maybe, Emma, engineering is like based off of calculus, right? Yeah, I know. It's tricky.
Yeah, I know.
It's a tricky place I'm in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's where we're at.
Nice.
So I can play a tune, or yeah, you can play a tune.
Tune.
Okay,
I want to hear more about your
one
thoughts.
Of my thoughts about math class.
Yeah. Yes.
Ghost in the mirror. I knew your face once, but now it's unclear. And I can't feel my body now. I separate from here.
Capsized, I'm first in the water. Too close to the bottom. you left me.
Nice ending.
Yeah, it's an ending for sure.
Okay, what songs did we just hear?
I don't know why. I do.
You did a great job. You're doing great.
Thanks. The first song we heard was Never Ending by Rihanna, and this is kind of how I felt about math classes, because one is I took them for like, what, 20 years?
No. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. That's not, I wasn't an infant taking math class. I'm not a genius baby. But I probably took them for like 13 years. And that's so just a lot of math classes. So I got kind of a little bit burnt out. Math, I think, is a good thing in general. My dad is a math major. Like, I appreciate math, but I'm sick of it.
I'm done with this.
Also, when you were in a problem that you didn't understand, that was like infinite time. It was just never ending. Sorry, I didn't mean my voice to get that weird.
No,
but
it was really good. I really liked that.
That's how I feel. Okay. The second song we heard was called Capsize by Friendship and Emily Warren, which also just kind of a...
You're in that problem, you don't understand it.
Yep, I was just kind of trying to stay afloat. I survived until now.
Yeah, you've done it. That's impressive. 13 years.
Yeah. That's so sad when you think about it, like, in terms of that amount of your life. But that's okay. So, anyway, that got darker than I wanted to. I love both of those songs.
I enjoyed them both.
Yeah. We were trying to work them into, like, the movie moment of, like, where it would fit in the romantic comedy that was your life. And that's it. That's all I had to say. I couldn't say a sentence.
You did a good job. Yeah, we were listening to it, and Emma was like, were this a romantic comedy movie, like, where in the plot of the movie would this song play? And I said it was after, like, as you're walking away from the person due to, like, whatever the complicated situation is, where you separate briefly and then you get back together at the end, but, like, the part of the movie, like, three quarters of the way through where you guys aren't together.
Yeah, I was just only picturing, just, like, looking at a car window with it raining, and you're just, like, putting your head against the car window and listening to it.
Did you do that when you were little in the car? Like, you look in the window and you'd be like, oh, man, like, this is so deep. Like, I'm in a music video.
When I was little.
I mean, I still do that now. It's true.
Yeah, so I had my fingers in quotes, so I still do that whenever. I don't get to go in a car as often as I used to, but that's, like, the move if it's raining. And
it's really rainy. It's been rainy all week. It's rainy right now.
Yeah, someone get me in a car so I can listen to that song.
Get me in a car.
Anyway, nice. Yeah. Do you want to play some tunes?
I would like to.
All right.
Here you go.
Yeah, we can just jump right in.
You're welcome in advance.
Okay.
I don't worry about nothing. I am wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. Let's put it into motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you're the. But you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' jump, she finesse. I pipe up, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, work, no. Work, 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 work. But you gotta be work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do work. We can work from home.
Hello.
Welcome back to
Ladies
and
Clogs!
Exclamation point.
Nice.
Thanks. On
WMFO in
Medford.
Nice.
It's 1:22 p.m.
You're so peppy. That was great. Was that what work from home did for you?
Yep. That's what mood it puts me in. Peppy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, let's talk about those songs.
Yeah, so the first song we just heard is called Work From Home, and that's by Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla Sign, which is cool because there's a dollar sign in the word sign for dollar sign. Anyway, a nice little, like, multi-layered situation happening there. And that is a song that
Tell us about that song.
Yeah, only heard for the first time recently. If you've heard that song but you haven't seen the music video, I would recommend watching it. But, like, prepare yourself because there's a lot going on in that one. I think this song is hilarious. Also, I listened to it on repeat for the entirety of one of the papers that I wrote this week. Emma and I were talking about when she was playing music a minute ago and when I was playing this, that this is the kind of music that I listen to and also Emma listens to when we're studying because it, like, kind of, you can tune it out as background noise, but it, like, is peppy enough that you're kind of bouncing and writing your paper and, like, getting in the zone.
Yeah.
And I listened to this song many times, just consecutively over the past week. And it's great. Also related to math class, because A, like, getting work done is my soundtrack. B, working from home, if I took math online, I'd be doing the work from home.
Also sadder, anytime you take a math class, there'll be homework.
True. No, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Exactly. Also, this album is called 7 out of 27, which is a fraction.
Oh, those fractions.
Exactly. Yeah, the other song that we just heard is called Whiskey and Math, and that's by Waxahachie? I don't know. It's off the album Dragon, 2008. I like that song. It has the word math in the title.
Yeah. It's a good song, too. Mm-hmm. So, perfect tune choices.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was dancing. I got up in my clogs and was dancing.
Yeah, Emma's wearing clogs today.
I am.
I think one of us has been wearing clogs
every time.
At least one of us every time for the last several weeks. And we haven't necessarily mentioned it, but just so you know, still on the mind.
Yeah.
Still clogs.
Sad, though, is that I think I'm going to have to get a new pair of clogs. Because I walk very unevenly with my feet, and I, like, go like this a lot, and so literally there's, like, a difference of sort of an inch on either side.
Oh, that's funny.
And they're, like, I'm wobbly. So
clogs think are already kind of wobbly.
Yeah, people think I'm klutzy, but
your,
if you can see my shoes,
wobbly.
My clogs,
you gotta
are
kick
wobbly.
Those right off and get a new pair.
Luckily, they're a size half too big, so I can do that.
Exactly.
Okay, I can play some tunes.
Please.
Ready,
please.
Set, go.
About to pay them both off. favorite thing to say. Don't worry, I got it. And everything she got, best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it. Girl, you're everything I need. Said you're everything I need. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, she got a woman. That's what I love. That's what I love. He's independent. Won't you come and spend a little time? She got a woman. She got that's what I love. That's what I love. He's independent. Oh, the way you shine. This is independent. That's why I love her.
Got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the doo-dah man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking. Come on.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
Clogs
are fun to wear on your feet.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can talk about the songs I played.
Please.
Cool. The first one we heard was Miss Independent by Neo.
Honestly, one of my all-time favorite songs.
I think we both play it a lot.
Great homework one.
Yeah. I totally just copied you in that respect, but I just love it too now. And then I'm just going to say both of them and then discuss them as like a theme.
Nice.
Then we heard Truckin', the 2015 remastered edition by the Grateful Dead.
Cool.
And these songs are both like when you're in a groove with math, which happens very rarely for me, but like the rare occasion that it does happen, then you're just like in this zone and it's really good and you can just like bang out some problems.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like once a year, once a blue moon that I would get that.
Yeah.
But it's a good feeling. And like when you can figure out how to do a math problem on yourself, that's when I would be like really feeling like I was Miss Independent myself.
Yeah. I feel like the times when I like understood the math problems or like knew how to like solve the problem, then I feel very great.
Yeah, you feel
and I'm like, this is fun, this is awesome, I'm rocking, a human with a brain.
Yeah.
But like most of the time that isn't what happens, and then I'm just like, what am I doing?
Yeah. It's like I sort of feel both ways about it because it's something where in math there is a right answer, like you can figure it out, like you can work through it systematically, but then also I don't like that because then you can't like argue your way through it or think about it. Like it's just there's only one way to think about it. So if your brain doesn't get that way, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Yeah, I also just like both those songs. I need some beats this week. So we're also gonna grow beets in the garden.
Oh, yay.
Anyway, do you want to read a PSA?
I would love to. This is an emergency preparedness PSA.
Very important.
Yep. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. ... A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. MWFO.
Nope.
WMFO.
Thank you. At first I thought you were saying from Emma, and I was like,
also Emma. No, sorry. I struggled a little bit with that one, but...
No, it's okay. That was good. It's super important to be prepared.
That's true.
I don't have anything. There are like kits you can buy online where they have like a survival backpack full of like everything you would need to survive in the woods if something happened.
Well, and that's like really a thing. I interrupted you.
Please finish. Keep going.
I was just going to say that's a thing that there are people who like are really invested and interested in like survival and like emergency preparedness as like a thing, and like
I think that's really
have
cool.
Lots of skills and like are very prepared.
Yeah, I would like to have more skills like in nature to be able to survive if I think this happened for me personally after I started watching The Walking Dead, and I was just like,
you were like, all right gotta be ready to get my
but then I realized
together.
That really there was no hope for me. One reason, because I like wear I'm dependent on contacts and glasses, and so like pretty early on I feel like I would not be able to see very well, so I could only see things close up.
You should try to get those like sports goggles. I feel like they're more durable and they strap onto your head, right, so that they wouldn't fall off if you're running from the zombies.
I just hope we probably won't ever be in this situation.
I think that was a good idea. I see you trying to like move past it, but I'm just gonna appreciate myself for a minute. That was a great idea.
I'm glad you think that.
Okay, so
it is a good idea. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Do you want to play some more songs?
Yeah, I guess. No, I'd love to.
Ready when you want.
Here you go.
Thank you.
It's going. It's just quiet.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clocks. Sorry, I was startled by the abruptness of my re-entry into the microphone.
You're doing a really good job with that, though. You're listening to Ladies and Clocks. This is WMFO, Medford. It's 1:44, Sunday afternoon, May 8th. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes,
to the mothers and all the other people who are doing caring things for other people.
Yeah, that's really nice. Thank you to everyone. Shout out to that was nothing that I added there. Thanks, Mom, for being around.
My mom gives me all of my clogs that I have. They're all of her clogs, so thanks.
It's incredible.
Also for other things as well, but
just clogs. My mom sent me a really nice care package yesterday with lots of my favorite snacks and some nice little things to help me through, so thanks.
Yay.
Oh, or just for being a person too, not just giving me things as well. What songs did we just hear?
The first song we heard was called Number by Merce Lemon, and that's a song because in math you use numbers. Although also I feel like once you get past a certain point and you're doing hard math, you're like not even using any numbers anymore, and then I just am super confused.
There's like no numbers in the math that I
use. Like the math where you use numbers, because then I can think about it in terms of like apples and stuff. I'm still very much in like the second grade point where it's like, you have four apples in this basket and like Joe has four apples and like how many would you have if you put them together? And then I'm like, okay, eight.
Yeah.
But once it gets to just be like words, X's even not even A's like letters, like words. And I'm just like, what? What?
Is that a thing?
I feel like you can, no, like sine and cosine and stuff. Like that's okay. Not one letter.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
We call the numbers plug and chug because that's after you've gotten through the formulas without any numbers. That's my favorite part, when you can just like plug the numbers into your calculator that you've made the formula of.
Oh.
And okay. It either works or doesn't. And if it doesn't, that's sad. But
if it does, then you're like, woo.
Done.
Woo.
Great. Yeah. Wow, we should have played that Rihanna song.
Oh, I don't like that one as much.
Oh, I love it.
But I mean, I like it, but yeah, I don't. The
don't
one,
love
never,
it.
Looking, Never Ending is one of my favorites from that album.
Oh, good. I'm glad I played that one.
Yeah, thank you. The other song that we heard, I'm going to keep going, was by Kate Bush, and that's called Running Up That Hill, because I was thinking about doing the math, especially when it's hard and involves words and letters. I'm just running up that hill and it's steep and I'm trying.
It's good that you're trying though.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
Math.
I really just wanted to play that song, so it's a tenuous connection. But
thank you. It's a good song. Also, I'm just getting like kind of tired of thinking about math so much.
Yeah,
it's,
we can
like,
stop talking thing. About it. We no, can just play some more songs and not connect them to math.
No, I think my next one is like kind of funny, and I like us talking, like bashing math. That's my favorite thing to do. It's not. I have other activities that I like to do.
I know you do.
Okay.
Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Let's bash some more math.
Here you go.
It's hard to say.
You just don't know it. It's getting hard to say hello. You just don't know. I'm on the edge of crossing the line. I don't wanna blow it and show it. Before you know you're mine, you just don't know it. Oh, you won't see me break. Won't make that mistake. Oh no, I'll just walk away. There's too much at stake right. Stay.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs on
WMFO
in Medford.
Yeah,
it's 1:53.
I feel very calm and quiet now after that song. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it like we
Don't
were
apologize.
Like in a very like dancey, uppy mood. No,
there's just been a lot of different vibes and emotions happening. That's okay.
And you know, that's what math represents.
That's what math is all about.
It's just like a lot of emotion, a lot of passion there.
Yeah.
I was on the math team for 8 years also.
Emma, did I mention that? You can't just drop that right at the end. I do not have an hour left to process this information.
I'm so sorry that I didn't. I was going to bring it up earlier because Love in This Club by Usher on.
Nice.
Which I...
Love in the math club.
Fell in love with a boy in the fifth grade.
Really funny.
He had braces at that time.
Nice.
But now he's cute. But that's, I'm not on the math team anymore.
That was so good.
Anyway, okay. Awesome. Chopping that truth.
No, yeah, thank you.
Oh, I can really quickly mention the songs we just
Please,
heard.
Tell me
heard,
about them.
You Just Don't Know It by the Jonas Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Great this song. Very dramatic song. And I just wanted you to know that that's the drama that I feel when I don't know a problem. That level right there that Nick Jonas is crooning about. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about math. Mm-hmm. And then the other song we heard some of is Nowhere Near by Yo La Tengo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when you put an answer down and you realize like that was nowhere near the solution manual that I checked.
It's just so wrong.
And then you just like have to make a decision about how you can get to that point where your solutions match. So you have to like do some like critical changing of your solutions in order to make it right.
Nice.
It's tough.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about math. It's not all bad. That's what I want to say. So for your class this summer,
we'll see what happens.
Or in the fall, it'll be good. And either way, I'll be there for you.
Thank you, Emma. That was so kind. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. I sometimes appreciate math.
Nice. So. That was smoothly done. Yeah. We somehow found ourselves kind of at the end of our hour. It went quickly because we listened to so many nice
boppy songs.
Yeah, bopping like work songs. And also this is the end of like the year sort of, because I think this is our last official show of the semester. We're gonna try to be back for the summer.
Cross your fingers.
So we'll still be here.
Mm-hmm.
But things might change around a little bit. And thank you everyone who's listened. Emma, I really appreciate you as a human being.
I appreciate it too, and I appreciate anyone who has ever listened.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody.
Tried to listen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, everybody. That's bold.
I mean, who's listened?
Oh, okay.
If you haven't listened, you do not give a shout out.
Also, shout out to Rihanna. She might not have listened in terms of like actual listening
with her ears. Yeah.
but we still appreciate her.
We do. That's true. I guess I'll play a final song. This is at this point is now a tradition. This is the song we ended on the end of last year for the summer. Also, so we're bringing it back again. We already heard a song by the Jonas Brothers, but this is going to be Chillin' in the Summertime by the Jonas Brothers. One of my personal favorite songs. Maybe I'll either be really chilling in the summer with you gardening and not thinking about math, or I'll be chilling and occasionally thinking about math. So either way, Chillin' in the Summertime.
Either way, we're hanging.
Probably listening to the Jonas Brothers. Big t-shirts.
Yes. It'll be wonderful.
Great.
So you've been listening to Ladies and Clogs on WMFO in Medford. It's 1:56 p.m. Enjoy your Sundays, everyone, with this Chillin' in the Summertime song, too. Here you go.
It was a beautiful day. Threw my worries away. Nothing new, just the same old same. So I'ma start a new page. I turn the radio on, and it's my favorite song. It's so good to sing along. It feels so right, this can't be wrong. I just want a good time. Oh, oh. I don't wanna fuss and fight, no. Life's too short to fine, and everything will be alright.
There's a party tonight. Where the moon shines bright. Bring your friends and I'll be mine. It feels so good to be alive. And when the night is through, baby girl, it's just me and you. There's only one thing left to do, and that's play this song for you. Cause I just want a good time. Everybody's feeling fine, and everything will be alright. Cause we're soaking up the sweet sunshine, not a worry on my mind. Everybody's feeling fine.